Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
You stand as we read the Word of God this morning. Very familiar verses. Very familiar story. Bible said in verse number 11, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me, you ought to underline that, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered together all and took his journey into a far country. You may be in a far country in this room this morning, don't even know it. Right. A far country. And thou wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he'd spent all, boy, that's what the devil does, isn't it? He takes it all. Spent all. Thou rose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And when he would have fainted, having filled his belly with husks that the swines did eat, no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, from verse 17, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise, I will go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me, you ought to underline that, there's a world of difference, and give me and make me. Make me. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto the father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servant, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Thank you for sending you to be seated this morning. I want to preach this morning on this thought and hear what I'm getting ready to say. I want to preach this morning on what the prodigal found in the far country. But tonight, I want to preach on what the prodigal found at the father's house. Now, if I had my brothers, I'd preach the last one first. But being we're going to go right down through the verses, I'll preach the first one here. Again, I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about what the prodigal found in the far country. And again, I'll just say this to you again. Tonight, we're going to look at what the prodigal found at the father's house. And if I knew you wouldn't come back tonight, I'd just go ahead and preach both of them now. So I'm going to trust you're coming back. Nod your little heads. Brother here and his wife, he's going to come back. Brother Robert, Miss Christie's, undecided. All right. I want you to notice in this text here this morning, and seriously, don't miss service tonight, because that's my favorite part of the message tonight. What the prodigal found in the far country. If you remember this morning, this is one parable with three stories. When you come to Luke chapter number 15, it's what we call the lost and found chapter. In this chapter this morning, it's one parable, but it's three stories. You got the story of the loser of the sheep. You got the story of the lost corn or silver. Then you got the story here of the lost son. So it's one parable with three stories explaining that this morning. And it's one of the most famous parables that our Lord talked about in his day. And studying this parable this morning, you'll find this man's son was lost. He wasn't backslid, he was lost. Bible said here in verse 24, for this my son was dead and is alive. And was what? Somebody say that next word. Lost. He was lost. He was a backslid. He was lost. And is now found. And I'll say this to you this morning. It's dealing with this thing about being lost today. You've got the lost silver, you've got the lost sheep, and you've got the lost son here. It's one parable with three stories this morning. And there's something about being lost this morning. I know y'all don't never have this problem, but I got up this morning and did everything I was supposed to do. And when I was getting ready to come to church, I was putting my stuff in my pocket, and I could not find my billfold. And it's a terrible thing to be lost. It's a real terrible thing to lose that. And I began to think about yesterday. Where did I do? Where did I go? Where did I? What did I do? Yesterday afternoon, I ran a tractor probably a couple of hours, and I thought, I know I had my back pocket button. And so I began to trace back where I laid it. And so I found it after a while. It was lost, but I found it. It was exactly where my wife put it. I didn't mean that, but anyhow, I did find it. So there's something about being lost today that ought to speak to our hearts today. The word lost this morning means misplaced. It means to be lost this morning. And look at chapter number 15 again. Look at verse number 1. And I drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. The publican, of course, is the tax collectors. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them. You know what he's doing in these parables? He's trying his, or this parable, this one parable with three stories. He's trying his best this morning how to get them to see their lost and ruined condition. And the word lost is found in our Bible 32 different times this morning. And in this text here this morning, this prodigal here, our prodigal simply means wasteful. And this prodigal here this morning, he's wasted it all. I said that yesterday, he's wasted it all. But I'm glad God is interested in those that are lost today. You may be here this morning and you've lost it all. I got some good news for you. Thank God he's interested this morning and the lost today. I remember 52 years ago when he come my way. That Thursday night I was lost without God. And I'm glad he's interested this morning and the lost today. I thought it was interesting when I said in this week, look at verse number 12. Bible said in verse number 12, and the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Do you realize what he's asking for? You realize what the younger son is asking for? You know what he's actually saying? He's actually saying this, I wish you were dead. You say, well, how'd you get that out of that? He's asking for his estate. That falleth to me, that I'm going to get when you're gone. That bothers me when I think about that by my youngins. But anyhow, he wanted what was to befall him. And in other words, what he simply was saying was, I want you out of the way. I want that comes to me. I want that. Are you listening to me? And let me tell you the prodigal head of mine. He had one thing in mind. It's a very simple word. It only has two letters. Me. 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 He focused on me. His life was wrapped up in me. He cared about me, and that's all. And I will say this to you this morning. That was the condition of this prodigal this morning. And he was saying to the father, I want what belongs to me. I want the blessings, but I don't want the God. I want the provisions, but I don't want the father. I want the food, but I don't want the family. That's what he's saying. Are you listening to me? And it's a picture of a sinner this morning. You see, sinners always take. And the sinner, and I want to say this to you this one. You know what he done? He wanted the father's air to breathe. He wanted the father's water to drink. He wanted the father's bed to sleep in. He wanted the father's money, but he didn't want the father to be involved in his life. I'll do my thing. I'll go my way. I'll do what I want to do. And may I say to you this morning, I don't have time to preach this, but that's the attitude of this generation we're living in right now. It's all about me and nobody else. It's me and my four and no more, and how sad that is this morning. That's all I want to say to you this morning here. Oh, my soul, he takes his journey and goes into a far country. Now, I want to say this to you today, and I'll say it again before I get done preaching. Many go to the far country and never get back. I say there's many this morning that has went into the far country and they never get back. How sad that is today. Oh, I remember before I got saved, I was going down that road. I remember it very well. I remember my dad talking to me and how sad that is going into the far country. And I want to show you real quick this morning two or three things the prodigal found in the far country. And I want to say this to you again today. If you're here and you're not right with God, I got some real good news for you. Hey, you can get right today. You say, I'm in a far country. I'm in a mess. I need help. I got some good news. You can get help this morning. I want to say, first of all, here's what he found. Look at verse 13, verse 14. Bible said, and not many days after, the younger gathered together, took his journey into a far country, and thou wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he spent all, that's exactly what the devil always does. He takes everything you got and then leaves you sitting out with nothing. And I'll say, first of all, this morning, what did he find in the far country? Number one, I'll say, first of all, he found separation. Separation. You say, what do you mean? Well, here he is by himself. Here he is, he's broke. Here he is, he's lonely. Here he is, he's away from the Father. Here he is, he has nothing. And the gulf of sin has taken everything he's got. Are you listening? I say he found, first of all, he found separation. He's separated from everything that was good. And I don't understand this, but I know Baptist folk that don't really think the devil's as bad as he is. I don't have human vocabulary or language to describe to you how wicked the devil is this morning. How he'll take everything you got and leave you there lonely and broke and leave you there by yourself. He's separated from God. Had this old boy separated from his father. He's separated from his home. He's separated from the provisions. I say he found in the far country, he found separation. But I'll say number two quickly this morning. He didn't only find separation. I would say he found sorrow. Look at verse 14 again. Bible said, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. How sad that is this morning. He found sorrow. Are you listening to me? He began to be in want. Now the music has stopped. Now the buddies are gone. Now there's no more pleasure there. Now all the friends have gone away. Now his money is gone. And now everything that he had has disappeared. And now he sends our hopeless. He sends our in destitute. And there he sends our by himself. Hey, listen to me this morning. That's what sin does. Sin always will leave you not only separated, but leave you sorrowful this morning. It'll ruin you. It'll take everything you've got and leave you this morning. I cannot describe to you and tell you how sad that is this morning. Sin will ruin your marriage. Sin will ruin your home. Sin will shatter your dreams. Are you listening to me? Sin will take your health away. My soul, hear me this morning. When I'm at home, remind me to ask you about the jail Wednesday because I'll be in revival. But when, boy, sometimes bring that up, isn't it? But anyhow, you get my age, you better bring it up because you don't need to be gone. But here's what I started to say. Sin brings problems. Sin will affect your health. And I visit when I'm at home during the week. I visit jail and preach in the jail every week. You know what I'm talking about. You go with us. And I see guys in there that's in bad shape. Hey, I see guys in there, their health is gone. I see guys in there, they're sitting there quivering like this and shaking because of what they've been doing. Hear me this morning. I'm telling you today, hey, oh, he found sorrow in the far country. He found separation in the far country. Number three, quickly, I want to say, he found shame in the far country. Look at verse 16. Bible said, when he had fainted, having filled his belly with the husk that the swines did eat, no man gave unto him. And look at verse 15. I'll skip verse 15. And went and joined himself to the citizen of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed swines. Jews never stepped that low. When a Jew wanted to insult a Samaritan, they would say this: I'd rather eat the flesh of a swine than to eat with a Samaritan. That's another message. I shouldn't even said it. They wouldn't step that low. Jews had nothing. I'm glad I'm not a Jew. I like ham. But Jews had, I'm serious, they don't even to this day. And I'll say this to you today, he found shame. What a tragedy. Here he is filling himself with the husk that the swines did eat. And no man gave to him. Hey, I'll tell you, listen to me this morning. Sin always, you'll find shame in the far country. How you'll find shame in the far country. How sad that is today. Now he's at the bottom of the barrel. And boy, how true that is today. That's what sin does today. It leaves you in the far country. And Satan always, he tells you how bright it is and how good it is. And when you start down that road, it looks so good. But I'll promise you, it's not what it looks like. Everything that glitters is not gold. Are you hearing me this morning? And how sad that is today. And I think about this man here. And shame this morning. He's wasted his life savings. His life is in a mess. And I'll say to young people this morning, that's what sin does today. It always takes. It never gives. It always takes this morning. Now his friends are gone. Now everybody's gone. He's lost it all. Are you listening? Oh, hear me this morning. See, he founds in the far country. He finds shame. He finds sorrow. He finds separation. Tell you something else he finds in the far country. He finds suffering. He said in verse 17, now I perish. I'm hungry. He finds suffering this morning. He don't have a fatted calf to eat. He don't have the father's table to sit down at. He don't have his mother's cooking to smell. And by the way, his father had service, so he must have been a very rich man. He don't have all the provisions to that now. But he's out there in the middle of nowhere with everything gone, stripped, and the devil took everything he's got. Are you hearing me this morning? Oh, listen, the devil leads you down that road. And the far country has always said, now he's got no home. And can I say this real quick? I'm shocked at the guys that I meet. I say, where do you live at? They say, I'm from... Of course, I'll just use Surrey County for an illustration. I'm from this county. I'm from Mount Hurry. I'm from wherever. And I say, well, where's your home? Brother Randy knows this, and they'll say this. I don't have a home. You don't have a home? I don't have a home. I say, where do you live? He said, I live under bridges. I live wherever I can. I'm a homeless person. And did you know there is actually guys that will commit crime, and ladies, you know the same thing on the ladies' side, that actually will commit crimes to get put in jail where they can get 3 squires a day and a place to sleep. And I will tell you, that's how sorrowful that is this morning. I tell you what this old boy found. In the far country, he found sorrow. And he found suffering. Now he's hungry. Now he don't have a home. Now he don't have no help. Now he don't have no hope. I'm telling you, all things are gone. How sad that is this morning. He's suffering because of a choice. Just a choice. Just a choice. And you know what I tell those guys in jail? I tell them guys in jail, the only thing between us is these bars right here. And the only thing difference from you and me is one choice. Just one, Brother Stan. Just one choice, I'd be right where you're at. And I'll say to you this one. I said that in the far country he found sadness. And the devil replaced his happiness with misery. He replaced his freedom with slavery. He replaced his success with failure. He replaced his promises with lies. He replaced his life with death. Hey, hear me this one. The far country, many go there and never get out. Many die there. Am I preaching to somebody in this service this morning or either by way of internet today? That's you today. Man, you went down that road of the far country. Boy, your life's in a mess you spent. And it's in a mess this morning. I got some good news. Hey, the Father's waiting. Please come back tonight. Please come back tonight. Hey, the Father's waiting, thank God, with open arms this morning. Oh, my, hear me this morning. The devil, he's a master at showing you the pleasures and showing you the things of this life. Friend, listen to me. You better realize that only lasts is just a moment. And then it's all gone away. It's all gone away. And I want to summarize this message by saying this morning. When I think about what he found in the far country, I see his rebellion. I see his ruin. But thank God I see his realization. Because the Bible said that when he came to himself. And can I say to you this morning, if you'll come to yourself today, realize where you're at today. Realize we're lost in our condition today. And again, the reason this is the lost and found chapter, and the reason he's given this is found in verse number 1, 2, and 3 of the chapter. Hey, he said to them scribes, and them scribes murmured and complained because he fellowship with the sinners. And he said he eateth with them. You better thank God he eats with sinners. You better thank God he cares about sinners. Hey, you better thank God he cares about you this morning. And you may have gone down the far country, down the road to the far country. I'm telling you this morning, the Father stands with outstretched arms and saying to you this morning, all you got to do is come. You just got to realize your condition, realize where you're at. And I thought about this, that sheep in this parables, the sheep is a picture of a man of a wasted life. He goes his own way. I think about the silver. It was worthless because it was lost. I think about this prodigal. He's wicked. He's a prodigal. He's away from God. He don't know God. And I want to tell you, he's in a far country this morning. But he's not so far away that God can't reach him. He's not so far away that God won't help him this morning. And I want to say to you this morning, friend, I got some good news today. Your life may be in a mess today. Hear me this morning. I'm glad, thank God, he cares today. All you got to do is realize your need of God and come to him, thank God. Are you listening to me? You see, the far country took his old boy's character. The far country took his old boy's influence. The far country took his old boy's time. Far country took his old boy's health. The far country took his old boy's love. It took his home. It took his money. And it's just about ready to take his soul. Are you listening to me? It's just about over for this guy. And you know, I wonder this morning, I was praying this morning from 2 to 2:30. And from 2 to 2:30, probably something to 3 before I went back to sleep. And I was praying for this service, and I was thinking, you know, I have no idea who's going to be at church tomorrow or today, because it was today. I have no idea who's going to be at church today. But they very well could be somebody here today that, man, your life's in a mess. You're like the prodigal. You're in the fire country today. You're away from God. You're away from the things that's right. Hey, I got some good news for you this morning. If you'll just realize your need today. If you'll just realize your need today. What you need to realize, all three of these are lost. You see, the sheep was lost at a distance. He's out in the mountain. The silver was lost in the dust. It was in the house. How about the son was lost in disgrace because what he did to his father and mother. And I'll say, friend, hear me this morning. Jesus loves you. Christ died for you. And if you'll realize your need of God, there's a sympathizing Savior, thank God, as somebody loves you this morning. Man, I see both sides of the fence because I've been on both sides of the fence. Been a long time since I was on that other side. And I sure like the side I'm on right now better than I did the other side. All right, listen, I just wake up on Monday morning and I'm watching the time. I just wake up on Monday morning and I thought, man, what a weekend we had. Man alive, buddy, we had a time. And I'd wake up, Brother Robert, my head would be doing this. I thought, man, terrible. And I woke up a few times, wasn't even at home, didn't even know where I was at. And I'm talking about B.C., before Christ. And are you listening to me? And I'd wake up and I thought, boy, didn't we have a time. And I'd be in a far country. I'd look at my bill phone. I'd make pretty good money when I was a teenager. And I've always been able to make a little money. I looked at my bill phone. I thought, somebody has robbed me while I was passed out last night. Somebody got my money. And I was right. Somebody did get it. And I thought, man, This is the life, buddy. This is it. We're going. And my favorite song, we're going to have a wild weekend. You that's 70 years on above, remember that, Brother Jerry? Are you listening? And that was my favorite song. And boy, I thought, I'd wake up and I thought, man, what a fool. What a fool. Friends gone. There's my friends as long as I had some money to put some gas in their car. There's my friends, as long as I had some money to buy them a carton of beer. There's my friend. Are you listening to me? And I'd wake up in the far country on a Monday morning, broke, sick, headache. Aren't you glad there's more to life than that? I want to tell you this morning, I don't know who's here and I don't know your heart, but I want to tell you about somebody that loves you this morning. I want to tell you about somebody that died for you this morning. I want to tell you about somebody that took every sin you've ever committed or ever will commit and nailed it to a cross that you could be saved today. And with outstretched arms, he says today, come now, let us reason together. As saith the Lord, though your sin be a scarlet, it'll be whiter than snow. I'm telling you this morning, he'll wash it away. He'll cleanse it. He'll save the thing. God, I see some roughnecks get born into the family of God. Come over here. Don't play. Just come over here. Week ago this past Wednesday, I was in jail at a jail. This guy literally was about this tall. About as tall as Brother Lloyd over here. 7'6", 8', whatever. And about the size, Brother Lloyd, pretty good size youngin'. When I walked in, my brother and I, when we walked into that pod, he's sitting over here at a table and paid no attention to us. His name's Michael. I began to talk to him, and my last, he gave me a little attention, looked at me. Began to talk to him, and I said, hey, come over here a minute. I got him over to the side, and I said, I'll talk to you a little bit. I began to talk to him, witness to him, and he said, yeah, I thought about all that stuff. He said, I've given that thought, and I thought about, I'm talking about rough. I'm talking about, got tattoos everywhere, and just rough. I even got the one that identifies as gang, but anyhow, rough. Big old guy. I didn't think he was even going to talk to me, but anyhow, I got him over the side, got him over, and got talking to him. Probably stayed in that pod 30 minutes talking to that guy. He said, yeah, I thought about that. I've been laying up there in my cell, and I thought about y'all coming in here every week and giving them Bibles and papers out, talking about tracts. I said, Michael, y'all do more than think about it. I began to witness to him, and after about 20 minutes, big old tears began to swell up in the corner and pond up in the corner of his eye. About 10 minutes later, anybody got any idea what happened? Are y'all hearing me? And I went back this week to the same pod, and I promised him a Bible, and I took him a Rock of Ages study Bible. Not just a Bible, but a Rock of Ages study Bible. That's a good Bible. And boy, he was standing there. He was so excited. Matter of fact, when I went in, he was up in the cell, and he didn't know I was there. And those guys hollered up there and said, the preacher's here or something. Boy, here he come running down them steps, run right up to me. Like a youngin' getting a brand new toy. I reached out. Hey! I reached that Rock of Ages Bible through that cell. And I said, here, Scott. Here, Michael. I said, you'll enjoy reading this. Son, he took that thing. He didn't do that the week before. But he took that thing. Are you hearing me? You may be in a far country this morning. Are you listening to me today? I got some good news for you. All you got to do is realize your need. Realize where you're at. Because if you don't never realize where you're at, you'll never get found. But if you realize where you're at, come running to the Savior. Thank God. He'll wash your sins away. Amen. I have people. I got 3 minutes. I have people that actually make fun of us, Brother Randy. You going where? I'm going to jail. What are you going to do in there? I'm going to tell them about Jesus. Huh? My last church I pastored, we had people that was in jail and prison, got out, got in, baptized them into the fellowship of the church. They I don't know about remembering my church like that. Too late, I done invited about 100. Matter of fact, there's a guy got out last Wednesday a week ago that lives in Logap. He may be watching TV. Lives in Logap. He's supposed to come last Wednesday night. I don't think he come, but he may be here this morning. If you're here, I'll let you sing a song. I didn't mean that. Jesus loves sinners. Are you in a far country this morning? You need God? Let's stand together.